USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Third time is not a charm in Congress Tuesday.
Staunch opposition to McCarthy from a core group of Republicans grew larger over the course of the day. The House hasn't needed more than one vote to elect a speaker in a century. Oklahoma Republican Representative Tom Cole made a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn until noon tomorrow.
The question is on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it.
McCarthy has vowed to continue fighting for the position, while conservative opponents say they're committed to changing the status quo no matter how many rounds of voting it takes. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Rick Singer, the mastermind behind a nationwide college admissions cheating scheme that involved top universities, business executives, Hollywood elites, is scheduled to be sentenced in federal court today. He ran a complex operation that arranged for parents to fraudulently boost their teens' ACT and SAT scores and to bribe college coaches to bring in kids as recruited athletes. Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. and the University of Southern California were heavily involved. The latest drop of Twitter files inner workings show the House Intelligence Committee lobbied Twitter to ban reporter Paul Sperry from the platform. An aide on the panel, led by Representative Adam Schiff, the California Democrat, is now being accused of censorship. The email proof included a list to remove any and all content about the committee staff and suspending people from Twitter that did not follow the lawmaker's narrative. SpaceX is reportedly planning to launch its first Starlink mission of 2023 from California's Vandenberg Air Force Base near Lompoc. The launch of Starlink is scheduled to take place around 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, January 8th. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Food and Drug Administration Tuesday okayed the abortion pills for pharmacies to distribute with a doctor's prescription. Anti-abortion groups continue to mount legal challenges to the life-ending drugs. Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit in November on behalf of the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine. Southern California beachfront property that was taken from a black couple through eminent domain a century ago and returned to their heirs last year will be sold back to Los Angeles County for nearly $20 million. The beach sellback, once known as Bruce's Beach, was announced by Janice Hahn, chair of the County Board of Supervisors, and State Senator Stephen Bradford, who led the efforts. The last week in the regular season for the National Football League will go on as scheduled.
As all eyes remain on the well-being and health of Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, the NFL says the game between the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals won't be resumed this week. Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football, causing the game to be suspended. The league has made no decision regarding the possible resumption of the game at a later date, but added Week 18 will go on as planned this weekend. I'm Tim Berg.
Californians getting much-needed water from a major storm over the weekend are bracing for more of the same, including powerful winds across the state today and Thursday, reaching in excess of 50 miles an hour. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.